Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And today we are talking about...
Alien.
Oh, wait.
No.
I think Starship Troopers is what you were really going for. No?
You think Starship Troopers is more...
What's... Xenoshift?
Oh, I thought we were... I forgot what game we're playing.
What were we
Starship
talking about?
Troopers, yes.
Yes.
Very much that.
You were thinking Nemesis?
I was thinking Nemesis.
No, not yet. Not Nemesis.
Just throwing
yet.
Soldiers at alien bugs.
Right. It's very much the one scene in the movie where they're in the fort and all the aliens are coming at them and they gotta. So, did we say it yet? I don't even remember. Xenoshift.
You said it. And then I realized what it was.
What we're talking about?
Yes.
So this week on Then and Now, we're talking about Xenoshift, and this is a deck-building game,
mm-hmm.
Fight off the aliens,
cooperative.
Marines, cooperative, and base defense, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, base defense. I mean, just like, what's the Siege one?
Besieged.
And isn't there another one that's like that?
I mean, we've played Tower, several Castle Panic,
that's what I was thinking
of.
So,
Star
yes.
Trek, Castle Panic.
You have your base that you are protecting, working cooperatively, and you're fighting alien bugs.
Yep. So, this was, again, one of the first games
we
played and owned.
We first played it at Ray and Teresa's house.
Yep.
They introduced it to us. And we were like, yes, this is fun. This is good deck building.
Loved it. It was confusing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie, the rule book, it needed a hefty FAQ.
Yeah.
And it got one. A lot of things were very unclear on how was this supposed to work.
I think the biggest was the instantaneous sort of combat happening at the same time, because some items are... instant, and some items are reactive.
Right.
And then, I think there was something having to do...
Well, it was like the med kit. Like, we could never figure out, like, why would you ever use this? Like, it didn't make any sense, because it says, like, prevent to damage. I think is what it was prevent to damage.
Well, it hasn't been on the table in a long time.
But I do remember the med kit... We got Miss Tiger joining us on the desk, grunting around up here.
It was also figuring out, you know, we can use stuff on other people's turns.
Well, I think we knew that. But there was confusion around, like, does it go into my deck? Is this yours now?
That's what it was, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's if you deploy something to them,
mm-hmm.
then it goes in their deck.
Just like the paratroopers? Are they the ones
you
deploy them and they are in that other person's deck from now on?
Right.
You don't just get to pull them back. So, which...
But that could be anything, too. I mean, it could just be the militia that I give you because you don't have anybody.
That was also something was, we can give each other, the troops, the weapons. I think that's a big part of why we like it so much is mm-hmm. it's cooperative, but it's, it's like more than the usual cooperative.
It's kind of like everybody's playing everything to an extent.
Yeah.
Where?
Only really, I guess Legendary Encounters is kind of like that, but there's only special cards that will, activate on other people's turns.
Right.
And this one is very much, you're in between rounds and you're buying stuff and it's like, well, I have these extra points. I can just buy you a weapon or, mm-hmm. I'll buy an extra grenade and then... If we need it in the middle of combat, I can use it for either me or someone else.
Right.
And I just really like that.
Yeah. It's great. I like the... Yeah, I like the way you can help each other out. It's a little bit weird on, like, the specializations to an extent, too, of... I guess I'm trying to think of, like, it's almost like there's this big pool where we all pull from.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also those special things that you can do. The somewhat variable player powers, I mean, they're not that awesome.
It's a little bit, generally. Yeah, I mean, I think it's discounts on things depending on, if you're, like, science or medical or weapons. And then they get special things at the end, you know, as you're going through the rounds, they level up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, oh, you get one item for free or like heavily discounted, or I can't remember what the...
Yeah.
Oh, you can pull stuff from your discard.
So they're the divisions, I think, right?
Yeah.
Is what they're called. We also have the like special ones though,
too. We got the expansion with it.
No, we did not.
I thought we did.
No, I don't think there is an expansion.
Oh, Rage Risa have it. So they have like a million.
It wasn't, no, it was, they were releasing these party night packs. That's what we played. And so it was just like a small pack of cards that came with a scenario and a few other things.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I'm trying to think. I think they had like the upgraded versions of the divisions or new divisions. I don't really remember now off the top of my head. We've integrated it so fully into the rest of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely like there were certain people in there or...
It's been so long.
Cards.
I remember that you can, yeah, pick a specialty mm-hmm. and it upgrades as the rounds go by. I don't remember
Yeah, that's the meat
basic.
Of it. But they switched them too where it was like... And some of them have a one time in the game use where it's like, you know, heal the base one time or kill anything one time.
And we don't have those.
We do have
those.
Oh, we do. Those were in that like party night pack. So there were the basic ones and then there's different ones. And then there were also those upgraded weapons.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah, they're like there's like one upgraded. I don't even remember. It's the gun emplacement, and then there's the better chainsaw and the one better grenade. And so we usually integrate those as, like, the last in the stack of items, because there's only one card of each.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're jogging my memory now. I do remember that.
And I know I've played it more recently than you.
Yes.
But still, it's been years, probably.
It's been forever. Yeah, so...
Hard.
What?
Game.
Yes.
Game hard.
Yeah, sometimes in the beginning it feels like you're just getting beat up. And you can't, the base takes so many hits. And I think the more people you have, the less health the base
has.
Right,
more people, less health.
So even harder. I mean, you have more people, but then it's like, you know, more chances to draw a boss card.
It does seem to scale correctly. Like, I feel like the difficulty with four people is the same as it is with two.
I agree. It's hard, no matter what.
Yeah, and you're going to get a lot of hits on your base in the first wave, because you just, it's hard to get your deck going a little bit.
What I like about Xenoshift is that you have a tableau that everyone buys from, and it's variable. It's, mm-hmm. you can either just draw randomly from the box.
Mm-hmm.
There's scenarios that have certain setups, and you can just kind of, I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting, and once one of the decks is empty, you replace it, right? So you have a chance to get something new out, which I think is interesting for a cooperative.
Yeah, and it does seem to matter. I do remember the first time we won. Do you remember the first time we won this game?
Was it at the game day?
Yeah, it was at the tabletop.
I thought so,
day.
Yeah.
And somebody came over like, oh, you're really punishing yourselves with this one today, or whatever, just commenting on the fact that it's hard to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we did win.
Yep.
And it was all about countering the
instant
reveal.
The reveal, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was whatever that was. So shotguns were good for that, and there was like an adrenaline shot or mm-hmm. something that let you do it.
Yeah, as opposed to just randomly, you know, drawing armor or weapon cards from a deck, you get to pick kind of how you want to specialize
mm-hmm.
your cards, which is nice. There's a limited amount, so it's sort of, you know, keeping in mind what other people have. But if you can buy stuff at a discount, then you can, like, hand it out, which mm-hmm. is really cool. And then, yeah, you have your little lanes, your little tracks in front of you. And however many troops you have, they're going into that lane.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're fighting. They're going up. It's, like, smackdown.
Yeah, it's an interesting mechanic where you're, like, facing each other down these lanes, and it's this guy against this guy, and then boom, and it just, it reminds me of, like, lends itself well to the computer animation of banging together, yeah. And then, like, one falls down. They actually did make an app for this. I know someone who played it. Yeah.
That would be...
quite a lot, and really liked it. So, they actually ended up, they were playing the app, and then we played this, and then they bought the sequel, I guess? Dreadmire. So that's probably what you were thinking of.
That's probably what I'm
thinking of. Tickle
in
your head about an expansion. It's a whole new game.
Oh.
New enemies, new sort of everything. And it introduces a weather mechanic.
Oh.
So it's like, if it's foggy out, this thing does this. Laszlo getting his butt poked. So, it was interesting. The weather was good. What do you think about the aliens?
They're so creepy, but it's like perfect. I used to remember the names of all of them, but they're just gross. Yeah. There's the one that like eats your brain and like controls your people. There's the one that there's like spider ones, and they're just gross. But like, I really enjoy the art on all of the cards, the aliens and the marines. It's so much fun because you start out as these like little grunts,
right?
And then, you know, the next round you get a little bit better, and then the last round, the third round, you're like in these giant mechs, which just is perfect because they're just like literal tanks. And it's like I fought the whole way to get here finally, and I'm getting my mech, and now I'm just gonna like annihilate everything.
Yeah.
So I like the progression in the gear, the player characters and the gear.
Yeah. The what's interesting, and I can't remember if this was part of that Game Night pack or if this was in the Dreadmire version, but there was the veteran card. Does that ring any bells for you? Like if you fought, took damage, and survived.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a mighty feat.
Yeah.
A lot, like, most of the times you're just hoping for a draw. All your people die, all the aliens
yes.
die. But if you last through a round, then they get promoted. They're veterans now. And they're better than they were
That's
before.
Cool. I like that.
But hard to do because hard to stay alive.
Very hard. Like, don't get attached to your people. They're gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes they'll become mindless zombies on the other side, and you have to fight them.
Yeah.
We played this so long ago that, and I really enjoyed it.
We played a lot of it.
We played a lot of it with a lot of different couples.
Mm-hmm.
We even brought it to Tabletop Day.
Mm-hmm.
I would sort of, this is a game that I would like kind of love to see a Kickstarter for like different alien decks, different like marine decks. I mean, the insert has room for like a ton more cards.
Yeah.
That
might be worth doing some research on as to why they didn't, because
I was gonna ask, is the game designer, is it anyone we've done anything else we've bought? No.
Like
a one-off.
I used to know it off in the back of my head, but I don't know now. So
who's the publisher?
We'll know when we come back with the next thing. Okay. We'll figure it out. But yeah, I don't know. It was a Kickstarter, though. I mean, we got ours retail, but it was originally Kickstarter, and Dreadmire was a Kickstarter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
we just played it at Ray and Teresa's, and I think we just went and bought it. Like, shortly after that. So, mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was a Kickstarter. This is
like years and years and years
ago. I was going to say, like, beginning Kickstarter before
this would have been, before we got anywhere near Kickstarter.
Dang.
And
if they do like another edition of it, that would be really cool.
I mean, I think so, which I think a lot of people would be on board for, which makes me think that something's happened with the company and if they haven't done
it.
Or the licensing or the, you know, something is gummed up somewhere would be my guess. So anything else you want to hit on before we traipse on over and strap on our acid
We are
armor?
Just playing this two player. We're not having any extra boards. We've played it two-player before, and it's run just fine. So
right.
I expect
two-player, one character, if you will, each. We're not going to run multiples.
Yeah, so not a bunch of divisions. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, in the times that we've played, it's gone all right. So I assume if we don't get our butts beat in like the first 10 seconds.
And I think, too, that even though it's a big box game, like, I'm not dreading pulling it out. Like, it's fine.
The only thing that's fiddly is just all the decks on the tableau. Because it's just, like, slick paper on slick paper.
Yeah.
So, that's the only thing.
They need a playmat.
Ooh.
All right. We are stepping into the alien world. Klondathu. It's a nasty world. It's a bug world. No, no, we gotta get to the chopper. Watch out, they're coming over the wall.
Leave without me.
And so the podcast ended in this crater on the moons around. No, we're here. We live.
We're but dead. Not our troops.
Slaughtered on the battlefield. Eaten by alien spiders.
Yeah, the underestimating the swiftness they can just go through your troops.
Yep. They tore through us like tissue paper.
Pretty much. Yeah.
They didn't even get halfway.
It's like pandemic where everything's going fine. Like you're sort of hanging in on there. Hanging in. And then it's like boom, 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 boom. And game over. And that's kind of what it was like. It was
fourth
like.
Fourth round of nine.
Going that we had to okay. Live through. And then just. Death, death, death.
And after I did so well on my side, I didn't go. So usually wave one is bad. It's like one and three are the ones that are going to get you.
Yeah.
Two is like your deck is probably strong enough that you're not going to take a lot of hits. Oh, unless that's not true.
I don't know what happened. It's funny because like while we were playing.
You did 13 damage to the base and there was only 12 hit points left.
You're rude.
That's you wanted to know what happened.
I didn't do it.
Oh.
The enemy
you
did.
You failed to stop 13. And actually your stormtrooper was leading the charge with his like 7 attack.
Thanks.
After he got brain mantised or brain slugged.
Now I have to tell his family that.
No, I don't think you're going to tell him anything because you didn't escape either. I don't feel like any of us got out of that alive.
It's weird because it's coming back to it. I forgot what it was like. It's like starting over each round.
Yeah.
Which is sort of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Depending on like where it hits you in like the cycle of your deck and what you've kept in your hand and.
If you've kept anything, because a lot of times you use it.
Yeah. Cashing in the old troops for discounts on the new troops. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't feel like we usually lose quite this early, but yeah.
I think it was on par for returning to Xenoship of it being, you've been away and you have forgotten what it is like to
know. So, cool mini or not, as it turns out,
which right?
I guess I did know now that I'm thinking about it, but. We got cats running around.
Yeah. We must have known it because, yeah. And it's the old.
So that would have been our first.
Old cool mini where it says cool mini or not.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And so that actually would have been the first cool mini game, I think, that we played.
Looking back at the Kickstarter, because I had to investigate.
Yeah, Lazo clicking around with his toy.
Had to investigate when the Kickstarter was. 2014.
Delivery 2014. Expected delivery 2014.
Oh.
I didn't look at the actual when it started. So early 2014 or probably late 2013.
Yes, that it was actually
right.
Being produced.
Yes.
And yeah, looking through.
$250,000. So not even coming close to.
I was going to say, like, what is that compared
in the future?
To now, like, what was their most recent, do you remember what it was?
They've kind of hit the downswing on it, though. They really aren't, like, that, I mean, they are that powerhouse one that makes a ton of money, but really, I think Awakened Realms is taking it away from them.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, looking at CMON's latest, or their last one, which was the massive.
Come on.
Okay. Come on. Their
massive
last.
Massive Darkness 2.
Massive Darkness. Which?
$3.8 million.
$3.8 million.
Yeah.
Compared to
where they were
seven years ago. That's crazy.
But it's kind of hit or miss on the games and how much they're gonna make.
True.
Like you know, some of them, we're looking at one here, this Arcadia quest wasn't a million. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they still have the knock them out of the parkers.
Yes.
So the game, coming back to it after a long time, I appreciate the lack of tokens and bits and chits and blips that you have to deal with. It's only that one little tiny bag of red and blue markers.
Just little red and blue markers, which you use not for very long unless you have... I mean, it's not till the end of the game where you get the mechs that are probably carrying over...
Yeah, I feel like damage. We always run out of them and need to use proxies.
Yes, because then they get the armor on them and they've got like 15 health. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the only time. Definitely the tableau was okay. Mm-hmm. Like definitely looking at the Kickstarter, they had that mat, which I
got it. Should never look at the Kickstarter.
I'm really like jealous
we
of will, now.
We haven't played it in years and we probably won't play it for years to come, so.
But you gotta pimp out your stuff. Like, you gotta make it. Yeah, you do.
If it's games that you love and really play a lot and want to show off. That's how, not even play a lot, but.
But yeah, we love this game, though.
I think it's a great game, but it's fallen.
Not worth having a mat?
No, definitely interesting. Not. Definitely not worth having a mat.
I would just upgrade everything for the convenience of it, honestly.
I guess that's true. I mean, it would be more convenient. But even then, it took us maybe 10 minutes to set up, maybe. And most of that was just, like, looking for the decks that, it, had they been organized a little better, would have been.
My God, I forgot kind of what a nightmare that insert is.
Anytime you've got the insert, Dominion's the same way, where it's all those little slots.
I hate it.
Never
it's,
works.
It's, I don't like, yeah, the tiny little, and each of the things is only, like, 5 cards.
Yeah.
So it's, like, little deck, and then, like, if you accidentally grab a card from another one, yeah, then you're missing it in that one, and so I'm not... Honestly, like, let's just take the insert out and just put in some deck boxes. And
which I'll is just, what we've done with the rest of them.
Which we did with Legendary and some other ones. Like, that would just be easier.
Yeah.
It's, and you just have more room for the things if you needed to.
Right. Yeah, they, Lauren and Larry got us the Broken Token organizer for Marvel Legendary. Marvel, yeah, Legendary, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually nice. That one works out pretty good, but... Those are also bigger decks.
Yeah.
Like, these are only literally yeah, 5 cards.
5 cards so. Each, tiny little dividers, and just searching through them is kind of annoying.
Kind of annoying. Not near as bad as a lot of things, though, I think.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is one I could almost pull out and say, let's play a little filler.
I would say like, that, too.
Even an hour tops.
Because the setup is pretty quick.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the rules aren't that hard. Like, it's not hard to teach, I would think.
No.
Like, it's, your guys fight, and you just, you're, like, following the cards.
Right.
Like,
and the cooperative nature makes it easy to teach as you play.
Which, I mean, yeah, when we played it with Ray and Teresa, I do remember, like, thinking, like, oh, that was so much fun. It was, like, over before you knew it, sort of mm-hmm. a thing. Mm-hmm. And I definitely agree that it's, like, it's one of those, compared to the heavier weight games that we play.
Right.
This is, like, more of a filler.
Yeah, which is interesting, coming in that giant box and everything.
The
so.
Giant box with tiny little decks of cards.
So yeah, it was good. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I imagine this is about sort of middle of the road for me when we start...
Ranking the closet.
Start ranking these a little bit. So yeah, it's... I wonder where it falls in the cool mini games, though. Because it got left off of that
I
podcast.
I didn't realize that it was...
we didn't realize
cool
it.
Money. Oh my gosh. We're going to have to like look at all
yeah,
of
our... Yeah, we'll have to make an addendum. Go back through and yeah. find the ones that we didn't know.
Well, were... it was Cool Mini or Not and another publisher called Five Houses.
Right, which I did not find any information
Which is
on.
Strange. Yeah, I don't remember them at all. And you couldn't find anything. So that might be something of the reason why there hasn't been more.
Yeah, potentially.
If Five Houses owns more of the...
As much as Cool Mini likes those like franchise games, mm-hmm. Massive Darkness, Arcadia Quest,
I mean, Xenoshift would be Xenoshift, perfect for it.
I'm a little surprised, so I feel like you still feel there must be something in the background that's stopping that from happening.
Yeah.
So, as far as deck builders go, what do you think?
As far as deck builders go, compared to let's see what other deck builders have we
Legendary Dominion.
I feel like this one ranks pretty high for me because I feel like when we play it, it's just different each time, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. And
we had to look at some of the cards to know what they did.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, a good majority of them. So that's a good sign to me.
Yeah, pulling them out and it's like, oh, what does this scout drone do? I don't remember playing this one with this one. And then, you know, figuring out combos with the cards that you have, which is interesting. We didn't really get a chance to do it, but in the future, it's like, you know that card and you know what it can do. And yeah, I think it ranks pretty highly for me as a deck builder.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the brevity of it, the fact that it doesn't last very long, really adds to it. Although I like deck builders or any other game that lasts a long time, I think that is a plus.
I would say, so thinking of it as just us playing two player.
Yeah.
We played two player and we played four player. It's up to four, right? Yes, more than that.
No.
It gets a little long between turns in four player.
It can. You're right. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I guess actually the more, this is one that directly gets longer, the more people you have. Yeah, a lot of games aren't necessarily like that, although...
I mean, it wasn't too bad when we played with Lauren and Larry, because, I mean, there are people who are...
Moving along, doing...
Who have played these games, played deck builders, you get it, you go. Maybe there's a little bit of questioning about the, like, instantaneous part of it, but I feel like for, you know, those of us who do play those heavier weight games, it goes faster, but... Yeah.
Well, we should play one time where it's all four of us and we're all doing our lanes at the same time.
That would be so hard because you can play.
You can play on each other. So it'd be like, I need help. I need a med kit. Anybody got a med kit? But you're like, you're focused on yours and you've got the med kit, but you don't know.
That'd be pretty thematic, I feel like.
Maybe put a timer on it.
Oh, that would be so, like Project Elite sort of. It would be so hard. It'd be
fun to play around with. So that was my next question for you. So deck builder, pretty good thematically.
Thematically, I think it's great. Looking at it again and looking at the Kickstarter, I think there was an art book or something, and I really enjoy the art. So if maybe I'm just sort of shallow in that, like, I feel like I have more fun playing games that I like looking at versus games whose art I don't really jive with, or just like super. Well, I guess I have that problem with Terraforming Mars. And
yeah,
I don't know if it's been mentioned.
I don't know why you hate the art so much.
It's not art. It's like stock photo stuff, and I dislike it.
Hey, that's art for somebody.
I agree. I said I dislike it.
You just said it's not art.
Did I say that?
You did. Okay, so well, I vehemently disagree.
I guess I prefer... What's the word?
Better art.
No, digital or like traditionally drawn art.
Okay.
Not just photos of people. I guess, which I'm not saying that portrait art isn't.
So art aside.
Jeez.
Hey, you're the one who went there with all of that. Oh, I was just trying to lead you around a little bit. So I think for me, the theme is in the flavor text. Like,
oh, yes.
I always think about that. Was it called Level 7? Or maybe that was the name of the publisher company?
Is that the one we played when we went on to the Airbnb and it was like trying to be spooky?
It was so horrible. It was like you're escaping from a lab or something and the cards were like, the lights go out.
Yes.
I'm like, and that's all it says. It's like it can't be, you know, heavy breathing. Chills your blood the lights flicker once, twice, and then they go dark. Mm-hmm. No, the lights go out.
Yes.
It's like, come on, put something in
like
there.
Like a couple sentences, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's just, to me, that's just lazy and bad. I'm sorry, but yeah. So I don't think you can beat the mechanics can't save it at that point for me.
Yeah.
So, fun. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
Gonna keep it, would recommend it.
Yes.
All of those things. Anything else you wanna get to before we wrap it up?
All art is valid.
Good, good. And I agree. We don't have any sort of flashcards in front of us. I would also say that thematic piece is why I really like Betrayal.
Mm.
And if you haven't listened to it, you should go listen to our Betrayal podcast.
Betrayal Legacy.
Episode before this, so... Check that out. Check out the new Nemesis mat we just posted on Twitter.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. We're looking forward to it. We'll have a Nemesis episode here in the near future. Going to do some Pandemic Legacy next week, you'll be hearing about. So
Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. Stuffing in those ear holes. Thanks, everybody. This has been Adam.
And Bianca.
And Laszlo's looking out the window, not paying any attention to us.